How you doing, guys? Hope everybody's having a great Monday. And wait one second. Here we go. I wanted to give a quick message on some things I was thinking about. And what I want to talk about is false believers. And I've kind of mentioned this before on this channel, this topic. I've mostly talk about heretics in a lot of my videos here lately. But I want to talk about people that they are claiming to be Christian. Like, you can go up to them and they'll say, you know, you said you believe in Jesus Christ. You know who Jesus Christ is. You know what he did on the cross for you. And they'll say, I believe in Jesus Christ. And, you know, even that phrase, I believe in Jesus Christ, you know, almost think, what does that mean? What does that mean when someone says that? But most people will tell you they understand what took place at the cross immediately. And most people will tell you Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. Now, there's a large percentage of Christianity that will tell you if a person responds that way, that is 100% validation that they are saved, just by repeating those words, Christ died for my sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. Now, what I talk about on this channel is that many people have no problem saying that, but they don't understand what occurred at the cross. For example, in one of my recent videos, I talked about how there are preachers that have no problem saying Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. They have no problem saying that, but they don't know what that means. And then when you dig down deeper, you'll have people say, oh, well, the forgiveness of sins is, this is an explanation I heard, which I do not agree with, but someone told me. They said, well, the forgiveness of sins was there, Brandon, but even though it was there at the cross, only those today that believe the gospel somehow get that forgiveness of sins. And they literally are saying, like, it's like Jesus has, you know, give me an example. It's forgiveness of sins. And when someone believes, he just, all right, there you go. You get it. Do you believe the gospel? Okay, you get forgiveness of sin. That's certain people's thought process on how forgiveness of sins works. And of course, they'll tell you at the same time, they believe Christ died for their sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. These are false Christians. Now, the problem today is, you can't just say that. You can't just tell somebody they're a false Christian, because they're going to become offended by what you're saying. They're going to say, how dare you call me a false Christian? I know what Christ did on the cross for my sins. And you say, do you? Do you know? Now, sadly, some people do know and they just reject. I've had many people come to this channel. I've told them what the Bible says verbatim, and they reject what I have told them. I have told them Ephesians 1 verse 7, as far as pertaining to Christ's blood literally being right there at the cross. That was what forgave us of our sins. His shed blood forgave us of our sins. And they reject that. They replace what I've said and they'll say, no, it's belief. It's belief that gives you forgiveness of sins. And that's the hill they choose to die on. That's the fight they choose to just keep fighting. Now, it's not scriptural what they're saying as far as believe to get forgiveness of sins. It's not scriptural at all. But that's what they choose to believe. These are false Christians. Now, there's another segment of false Christians that don't know anything about the Bible. All they know is they love Jesus Christ. That's about as much as they know. They love Jesus and they think that loving Jesus is enough to get to heaven. So again, how can you speak to these false Christians today to help them to understand? You can initially just, you know, ask them questions. What do they know about the Bible? Some people even on the slightest questions will be offended. Just slight question, like, how dare you question me? I know everything about the Bible. And they don't. But you give them verses, and they've never heard those verses. I heard somebody a couple of months ago tell me they never heard 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. I myself, first time I heard 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19 was in 2018. That's the first time I heard that verse. So there are people out here that are calling themselves Christians that have not heard certain verses in the Bible. Certain verses that have very important information. Such as 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. They've never heard of that verse. So when you're trying to tell them our sins have not been charged since the cross, God has not been charging sins, many people struggle with that. They fight and resist that information. It doesn't matter that you show them the verse. All their life they've been told that God is charging sins. So now their mind is split. You see what I'm saying? They've just heard this new information, but what's been stuck in their brain all their life is God is sending people to hell for sins. That is the fight that we have to deal with today. Again, you have people calling themselves preachers that have buildings that they want to call church that don't even preach 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. Or if they do, they twist it. I've already demonstrated how many preachers twist 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. They will ignore the word world, and they will still try to say that God is still charging sins. They'll just say he's not charging sins to his people, those that are saved, but those that are not saved, he is charging sins. This is a complete lie. That is not what that verse says. In fact, the verse, again, and what Paul is saying, he's talking to saved members in the body of Christ, but he's telling them about what Christ did at the cross for the world. God was in Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. That's what he did for the world. That's everybody that's a non-believer. God did all of that for non-believers. But most of your teachers, such as Rodney, Bobby, Robert Breaker, Gene Kim, Renee Rowland, there's so many people out here that claim, I'm just talking about people who claim to be right dividers. Give me one second. So these people claim to not rightly divide, but yet when it comes to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, they completely twist it. They completely deny what the verse says. Again, lost people, but saying that they're saved. So these are false Christians. False Christians are the largest percentage in America right now. Ironically, Muslims, Buddhists, just other religions are actually a very small percentage. Most people in America are claiming to be Christian. But sadly, a majority, a huge number of people in America are not saved. You have a huge amount of Mormons, not saved. You have a huge amount of Catholics, not saved. But out of every one of these groups, everybody's going to say they're saved. Everyone's going to say, I am saved. Because everyone's, in their mind, their whatever the standard is to get salvation, in their mind, it's been set in stone. So it doesn't matter that you read them verses from the Bible where it says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. In their mind, that's not good enough. In their mind, you got to do works. I literally had, again, a Hebrew root God told me last week. I read him that verse. I have to put it in the comment section. It talks about the gospel is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth. He literally told me, he's like, I don't believe the gospel is what can bring you to salvation. I was like, did you just read the verse? He said, oh, I know what it says. He's like, I don't care. That's what I'm talking about. Someone that tells you they don't care, they can read the words in the Bible for themselves, but they don't care what it says. This is a false believer. This is not someone that believes God. You're hearing them say they believe God with their words, but you don't know in their heart what they really believe. But their actions reveal what they believe. What they say reveals what they believe. Let me take back on the action things. When I mean my actions, this is what I'm talking about, because I said that incorrectly. You have a conversation with someone, and they tell you all rapists will burn in hell for what they've done. Yet the same person will tell you they're saved, and they know people that believe in God are saved. So they're telling you, they're revealing to you already that in their mind, if you do certain sins, you can't be saved. Or if you do certain sins, you will pay for them. Does this sound like somebody that understands the gospel? Does this sound like somebody that understood what Christ did at the cross for them? No. But that's what I'm saying. Most people have a different version in their mind when they look at what Christ did at the cross. There are people legitimately out there that do not believe Christ accomplished anything at the cross. They don't believe nothing was accomplished. Again, going back to the Hebrew guy, the false believer, says he believes God, but he doesn't. I asked him, what did Christ accomplish at the cross? All he said was, he made it to where now today, all we have to do is follow the commandments and be saved. That's what he said. I'm going to write it up on the board. These were his thoughts. He said, at the cross, Jesus made it to where all a person has to do to be saved is follow the commandments. Now, he didn't say anything about what Christ did on the cross pertaining to humanity's sins. That didn't come out of his mouth. So I had to steer this conversation there. I had to tell him, what did Christ do on the cross with everybody's sins? Silence. And then they asked me, can you repeat that? What do you mean? I said, what did Christ do on the cross for everybody's sins? And you know what he said? He had to think about it. He said, oh, well, you know, he died for our sins. And he was buried and he resurrected the third day. I said, okay. He's like, that's it, right? I was like, you tell me? That's what you think? That's all that happened? I was like, so he died on the cross for everybody's sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. But I was like, so what about today if someone sins? I said, what happens today if a person sins? He said, oh, if they sin today, they got to ask for forgiveness. So, again, I kept steering the conversation. I said, okay, you just said Christ died on the cross for everybody's sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. Why would they have to ask for forgiveness? He said, well, God is not going to just let you get away with sin. I said, so are you implying that a person will pay for sin today when they commit it? And he just like, yeah, they will. I said, how will they pay? He said, they'll go to hell unless they ask for forgiveness. Oh, I said, so no payment for sins has occurred is what you're saying. And he said, if a person sins today, they will pay for their sins. So in his mind, in the Hebrew roots person's mind, he does not see Christ having paid for sins. And it's not just the Hebrew root. Catholics, Mormons, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Baptists, all believe that Christ has not actually paid for sins. Or you'll run into people that claim they understand. And they'll say, Christ paid for sins at the cross, but a person is not forgiven unless they. Now, I'm going to put multiple things down here because everybody has a different belief. Some will say believe. Some will say ask for forgiveness. Some will say work. And you might say, work? What do you mean? There's some people that think you need to work for forgiveness. I've heard that before. So there are people with this belief. They'll say Christ paid for sins at the cross, but a person is not forgiven unless they either, depending on which group, believe. One group says that, another group says ask, or another group says work for forgiveness. Is any one of these groups seeing that Christ paid for people's sins at the cross, and since it was paid, nothing else is required of the individual? No. Those groups, those people I'm talking about, they still think there is something required of the individual person in order for God to not hold them accountable for that sin. They think, okay, I must believe And when I believe the gospel, I'm no longer having my sins charged anymore. God is no longer holding me accountable for that sin. So even within their own mind, they don't see Christ's sacrifice have done nothing. They're like, his sacrifice didn't accomplish anything. I mean, you ask, I don't care who it is, the most prestigious teacher on YouTube or whatever, all of them say Christ's sacrifice did not accomplish anything in as far as taking away the sins of the world. They will not say that. They will not agree with that. They will tell you that sin is still charged to humanity no matter what, unless the individual person does something to get God to not charge them with sin. It's sick. It's a perversion. It's not true. Again, when you go to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, the first verse I saw in 2018 watching Truth Time Radio's videos, it opened my eyes and I just read the words. Now, of course, I listened to the video, but I paused it. I went to the book myself and I read it. Okay, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing trespasses unto them. And I understood that. I'm like, okay, yeah, he has not been charging sin since the cross. This is easy. How come nobody sees this? It's right there, plain as day. He has not been charging the trespasses of the world since the cross. This is simple information. Yet, you couldn't go on live TV and say this. Like, you couldn't go on some news report and say this. The world rejects that. They don't believe. So again, they're false Christians. They're false believers. They do not actually believe what God has said. They have a belief, but it is not what God has said. So that is, in essence, give me one second. The false believer today just simply does not believe God. They are believing things that are in the Bible, but there are things that they are believing that are also not in the Bible. And they have a problem. They have a real issue with what God has said. Now, a man has shown them, has shown them a verse, and a man has twisted that verse, and they have accepted the twisted teaching of what that man has told them. That's all it comes down to. When a person can look at Ephesians 1, verse 7, and let's just put it up on the board. Now let's use our brains here for a minute. This is not that hard. What gave people redemption? Using the verse, what gave humanity redemption? Blood. The redemption was through his blood. So the means by which you got this redemption was through his blood, his being Christ. People, there are people on YouTube or in your local area that twist this verse to try to say redemption is through belief. You're purchased when you believe. There's people that actually say that. Or forgiveness of sins is through belief. Do you see the word belief anywhere in here? Do you see belief anywhere? Do you see belief? Do you see believe? Anywhere in here? In this? No, you don't. You don't see that because it's not there. So again, it says what it says, right? Okay, my redemption was literally through Christ's blood. My forgiveness of sins was through his blood. This is literal. Now, the lost believer refuses to accept that because for them it's too hard, because in their mind they're like, if that's true, then God has forgiven all pedophiles, all rapists, all murderers. He's given everyone forgiveness of sins. And they don't like that. See, they want to do something to earn that forgiveness of sins. They want to do something to get that redemption. They don't like the idea that, again, Paul is speaking to, again, Romans 11, verse 13, for I speak to you Gentiles. His information is to Gentiles, also to Jews as well. But the point is, he speaks to Gentiles. So this information right here in Ephesians 1, 7 is not only for those that are in the body of Christ. How some people will tell you, no, he was speaking to Gentiles, and at the cross, this is what happened. In whom we have redemption through his. Who's we here? Who's we? Is it only the body of Christ, or is it Gentiles? The answer is both. He speaks to Gentiles. This information is for Gentiles. But yes, this information is also for those that are in the body of Christ. But before they were in the body of Christ, what were they? Gentiles. Was this information still to them, still telling them what they had before they ever got saved? Yes. That's the whole point. What if you're a Jew? Yes. This is still for you. So again, it perplexes me how these false believers walking around saying they're Christians, walking around saying they're saved, but when you show them these clear verses, deny it. Or try to say, you don't understand the context, you don't understand the context. I understand perfectly the context. And I can tell you right here, that's not the body of Christ. I had somebody try to tell me this word is the body of Christ. Completely insane. It's not the body of Christ. Whom is talking about Jesus Christ? A person. And whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So just that simple verse, using it for example, the false believer, they can't wrap their mind around it. They can't understand it. It perplexes them. It goes right over their head. They can't get it. They'll make fun of us. They'll make fun of me and say, so you're believing in a God that's forgiven everyone of sins, but he's still sending people to hell. Yes. Well, why? What is the purpose? Why send anybody to hell when sins are already forgiven? Because what did Paul say you'll be judged by? What will you be judged by? Will you be judged by your sins, or will you be judged by the gospel? It's a pretty obvious answer, right? The Bible even tells you you'll be judged by the gospel. Do you know I told that Hebrew Roots guy that, and he was like this? Silent. I said, what will you be judged by? This is before I even said that, the gospel. He's like, I'll be judged by whether or not I kept the commandments. I pulled out that verse that says, the secrets of man will be judged by my gospel. You know what he said? Nothing. He just sweat pouring that, not really, but just looked like, I don't care what you just said. I'm just like, did you read the verse? Yeah, I read it. So you'll be judged by Paul's gospel. He's like, well, that's what you wouldn't say. Rejection, rebellion. That's all it is. He saw what the verse said, but he don't want to agree with it. But these are people claiming that they believe God. You'll be judged by Paul's gospel. You can't be judged by your sins and Paul's gospel. That doesn't make any sense. Yet you have people online or in your local area telling you you'll be judged by the gospel and your sins, when the entire purpose of Christ dying on the cross was literally to pay for your sins. That's why he died, was buried, and rose again the third day. Your sins have been paid for now. So your sins should not stand in the way of anything. God cannot judge me on sins that have been paid for. I cannot be judged by a police officer saying, you didn't pay for your groceries, when I have a receipt proving that I paid for my groceries. I can't be judged on that. I've already paid for my groceries. So, it's just crazy to me, man. But the false Christian, that makes sense to him. To the false Christian, it makes sense that somehow God has paid for sins, but at the same time, which of course I believe God paid for sins at the cross, but I'm saying their mind, he's paid for sins, but at the same time, he's still holding sins against humanity. That's the false believer's mindset. That's what they think. That's your famous teachers, whatever you want to call them. That's what they think. They don't settle down in the truth. They don't rest in the finished crossword of what has already been done. They can't, because they just choose to reject it. They just choose to reject it. Yet they walk around calling themselves Christians. These are false believers. They have believed something, but the something that they have believed is not in Scripture whatsoever. So, sad. I mean, it's really nothing you can do except forgive them what the Bible says and move on. That's it. So, you know, if you're wondering that question, how do I get my mom and dad to believe? How do I get my girlfriend to believe? Whatever. You can't force anybody to believe. they must persuade themselves. You can show them what the scripture says, and if they say, I don't care what you just showed me, then you're done. You move on. That's it. There's nothing else you can do. They have to persuade themselves to believe the Bible. They persuaded themselves to believe some other shit, because that's what it was. It wasn't in the Bible. They should be able to persuade themselves on their own to believe what God's word says. If they can't bring themselves to do that, there's nothing else you can do. That's it. Their fate is sealed. If you don't believe the gospel, you will not be saved. Unbelievers are going to hell. People will be judged by Paul's gospel. Paul didn't say you'll be judged by the gospel in the past dispensation. The gospel that Peter was talking about. No, you'll be judged by Paul's gospel. He said the seekers of men will be judged by my gospel. Meaning that judgment will be, did you believe that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again the third day? Many are saying they believe that. But you can't believe something you don't understand. It doesn't matter that you repeat the words and you don't understand the process. You don't understand Christ's sacrifice. You know how I know you don't understand? Because you still think God is judging people's sins. That proves right there without the shadow of doubt, you do not understand what 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 through 4 said. You don't understand it. You read it, you saw it, but you don't understand it. You don't understand that the wages of sin is death. Christ, what did he do at the cross? Died for our sins. So a death for our sins has occurred, right? Now, fast forward to 2021 now, nobody's death today should count towards their sins. It should not. It's not going to. It can't count because Christ has already died for our sins. He's already taken a death for our sins. Anyone that dies today, that's not going toward, oh, well, they died because they sinned. It has nothing to do with that. The death for our sins has already occurred. It's already been counted by God. Christ's sacrifice on the cross was sufficient. He forgave our sins through his blood right there at the cross. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day. It's over. All right, guys. Have a great day.